こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、欧州宇宙機関の水星着陸機フィラエが2014年に 67P 水星に着陸した際、水星のガスの部分から硫化水素、アンモニア、シアン化水素を検知していましたが、先日地球上でその匂いを再現する試みが行われました。硫化水素は腐った卵の匂い、アンモニアは猫のおしっこの匂い、シアン化水素は苦いアーモンドの匂いがすると言われています。サイエンスライターのジェイコブ・アロン氏は、 67P 水星の匂いを再現したものを嗅いだ感想として、最初は鋭く不快な匂いが鼻をつき、今までに嗅いだことのないもので、頭蓋骨の中にまで匂いが入ってくるようだと表現し、ただところどころ百合の花のようなフローラルな香りがし、第一印象よりは臭くないと述べました。来月、英国王立協会の展覧会にてこの匂いがついたポストカードが配布される予定です。
In 2014, the ESA's Philae probe successfully landed on comet 67P and subsequently detected hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, and hydrogen cyanide. Researchers have now reproduced the smell of the comet using those chemicals. It's generally agreed upon that hydrogen sulfide smells like rotten eggs, ammonia smells like cat pee, and hydrogen cyanide smells like bitter almonds. According to science writer Jacob Aaron, the smell is initially sharp, unpleasant, and unlike anything he has ever smelled. He describes it as having an almost physical presence in his skull. However, he also describes the smell as having a floral quality to it, almost like a lily. Next month, the Royal Society plans to distribute postcards treated with this smell at their summer exhibition.
So, I don't know if they use those chemicals.
Yeah,
to...
actually, probably not, because
yeah,
I think...
Yeah, 危険だからね。
Yeah, ammonia is pretty... they're all pretty... Toxic,
ただその匂いを、まあ、再現したっていうことなんだけど、アロマカンパニーっていう、あの匂いを使ったマーケティングをやってる会社があって、うん、そことこのフィラエの調査してる人たちが、まあ、一緒になって作ったらしいよ。だから実際人間が宇宙に行くと宇宙服を着てないといけないわけだから、匂いはわからないんだけど、まあ、成分だけ確かめればこうやって匂いも再現できますっていう話。
Smelling things in space is kind of a weird concept.
Yeah.
We don't really... Have we done this before? Like, do we know what Mars or Jupiter smells like?
I don't know.
Or...
まあ今まで見たことないよね。
The rotten egg thing is probably pretty common.
Yeah. 温泉とかね行くと匂いするもんね。
Earth smells different all over the place, but I guess a lot of it's because of life.
Right.
You know the smell of like a forest, like leafy, wet smell? Kind of a...
あるよね、森の匂いって。ああ、森の匂いする。あとなんかさ、
There's a pheromonal effect from that, huh?
トマトの匂いってあるじゃん。スーパーに売ってるやつだとあんまりないけど、なんか太陽にめっちゃ当たって育ちましたみたいなトマトってさ、なんか別の匂いしない？わかる？なんかああこれこれ、なんか小学校の時育てたことあるやつの匂いみたいな。
Bananas smell really strong when they're ripe.
Right.
Like I had a banana in my kitchen and I was smelling it from over here. I was like, what? Is that banana?
すごいな。
Yeah.
あとハワイってさ、ハワイの匂いしない？
Well, the kind of salty air, I don't know how to describe it.
なんか飛行機降り、まあハワイ島だけど。
It smells, it depends, you mean Big Island?
Yeah, Big Island.
It smells different everywhere though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
It has like 7 climates or something on that one island.
なんかハワイ島って空港が外なんだよね。壁がないんだよね、だから。ついてタラップ降りたら普通に外なんだけど、その時いつもわあ懐かしいっていう、なんかそのハワイ島の匂いがする、でも多分他の国も何回も行ってる人は分かる人は分かるんだろうね。あーなんか日本の匂いとか、
Well, Tokyo just smells like exhaust,
I guess.
Right? Don't you just smell exhaust all the time?
Well, I live near a big park, So if I go there, I can still, it still smells like, まあ森までは行かないけど、あ、木の匂いがするなって感じ。
It's stronger when you like come out of the airport or something. Because smells are one of those senses where you only detect the delta or like the change.
Right.
So you kind of get used to whatever you're smelling.
Yeah.
And then if it changes, you'll detect that. Yeah. It'd be weird if we smelled whatever Tokyo smelled like all the time.
Yeah.
But you'll notice when you step out of the airport or something, it hits you. It's like, oh, this is what it smells like.
まあ、人んちもその人の匂いがするもんね。
Or like after a typhoon or something, it smells different.
Yeah.
The air is way fresher.
確かに。
Right?
ちょっとこれ嗅いでみたいよね。でもこれちょっと臭いポストカードってことだよね、だから。
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting project.
Yeah.
ね。I wanna see what that's like.
ね。
You know they had those like scratch sniff.
Yeah, stickers.
Yeah.
子供の時あったよね。
Yeah, and there'd be like green apple or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You'd just like scratch that thing. And...
懐かしい。常に嗅いでたあれ。なんか小学校の時英語で歌う授業があって。
うん。
なんかその外国人の先生がその匂いがついてるアメリカのステッカーをいつもくれるんだよね。
うん。
That was really fun.
We don't really put smells into products that much though, do we?
What do you mean it's everywhere? What, like detergent and...
Well, there's like certain products that always have, you know, there's like smell products, but you don't buy like a microphone and it smells like something, you know, we're not going to do, they don't really do that. Although if you go into an apparel store, they have some weird signature smell, right? Like Abercrombie or wherever.
I don't know if Abercrombie 以外にやってるとこある? あそこまで。
For sure.
Really?
I think like hotels do it too. So if you go into the Venetian, it's going to have their signature hotel smell in the lobby.
I hate it. Oh my god, so annoying. なんかさ、強い人工的な匂いを強制的に嗅がせられるってすごい嫌なんだよね、私。
Yeah, it's kind of an invasion of my senses.
そう、そうなの。人もそう、なんか香水めっちゃつけてる人とかって、もう強制的にこっちは嗅がせられるわけじゃん。
Mm.
やめてみたいな。
Some people are definitely overdoing it, where they walk past and the smell is so strong that your eyes can actually see the cloud as they walk past. It's like created in your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
本当そう。だから私10代の時いつも香水つけてたの。でうちの母親が、あ、もう臭い、つけすぎ、臭いとか言ってたのね。で何がいい匂いじゃんって思ってたけど、もうここ10年弱ぐらい香水つけてないけど私もなんか、あれかね、年取ってくると臭い。でもおばちゃんでつけてる人いるもんね、香水。年齢関係ないか、なんだろうね。
I think it's just a generational thing.
What do you mean?
It's not an age thing, it's a generational thing. There's a difference because it's like if you weren't born yet, it doesn't mean that when you hit 60 you're suddenly going to do it. It just means in that time period, the 80s, or maybe, you know, it's a certain time period in which that occurred in a certain generation. It doesn't mean that when you hit that age, you're going to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's like people think that, oh, when I get older, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to become like my dad, and then I'll become like my grandfather.
I was saying... Like, I used to put perfume when I was younger, and my mom, who is obviously older than me, didn't like it. So I was like, maybe younger people have, like, I don't know, are more keen. But then I see, like, older women, like, who have strong smell of perfume. So that's what I meant. Like, I guess it's not even, like, a generation thing.
Right.
You know, it's, I don't know what that is.
You notice, like, dentist's office smell a particular way, or banks smell a particular way.
総合病院とかってさ、病院の匂いするよね。なんか消毒なのか、なんか、あとアメリカの建物も独特の匂いする。多分なんか、掃除のデトルジェンみたいなのの匂いなのかわかんないけど、なんかアメリカの建物って、独特な匂いがする。
It's interesting to think about the origins of this, or the original use of this sense. Supposedly, hunters can smell animals quite well,
right,
and identify them by their smell,
yeah,
and track animals based on their smell. I think animals themselves are much better at this than we are.
Right.
But it's like, you know, for a dog, for example, it's like that's their primary sense.
Yeah.
Like, we can't even imagine what that means. Like, what do you mean that's your primary? You have eyes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. True. 次。名誉クリニックのチームがスマートフォンでメールを打っているとき、人の脳波がこれまでに確認されたことのない状態になっていることを発見しました。メールを打つ作業は簡単に思えますが、実際はスマホを持つ、器用に指を動かす、簡潔に文章を作る、小さいスクリーンに目の焦点を合わす、相手からの反応を読む、新しい感情が湧くなど複数の動作を行っており、脳の別の部位を同時に駆使しています。実験では130人の被験者の脳波データと録画映像を16ヶ月間モニター分析し、スマホでメールを打っている人の少なくとも5人に1人にこの全く新しい脳波が見られることを発見しました。スマホだけでなく iPad でも同じ現象が見られましたが、どちらとも音声通話では変化は見られませんでした。また年齢や性別などは関係ありませんでした。
A research team at Mayo Clinic claims to have identified a new kind of brainwave associated with text messaging. While the act of texting appears simple, in actuality there is precise motor control of the finger, concise construction of sentences, visual focus on a small screen, analysis of incoming messages, and experiencing emotions. So multiple areas of the brain are engaging simultaneously. In the experiment, the researchers video recorded and monitored the brain waves of 130 subjects and found that in at least 1/5 of the subjects, this new brainwave pattern was observed. This was observed not just on smartphones, but on tablets as well, with age and gender having no effect on the phenomenon.
So, なんか5人に1人に起きてて、じゃああとの4人にはどうしてこれが起きないのかっていうのももちろん全くわからないから、今後研究していかなくちゃいけませんねと言ってた。
うん。
でもこういうのがあるからこそ運転しながらメールを打つっていうのがいかに危ないかってことなんですよっていうのも付け足されてた。
Well, it's just a new. Is it like what's the character of the brain waves that they monitor? They're just unique, or is it like more activity than anything else, or
I don't know if it was more or less. It was more like こんな脳波の動き見たことない新しいねっていう。
But I feel like part of that is just the limits of our measurement. For example, if our measuring abilities were more precise, then texting while rubbing your stomach in a circular motion would produce a unique brainwave pattern in participants as well, right?
I guess.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, でもこれをわざわざ発表してるっていうことはさ、そういうこだからそのパターンが見れるからってことでしょ。
うん。
その何人かの複数の人の中で同じ動作をした場合にパターンが見れるってこと
でしょ。 Yeah, so I'm just saying it's also a statement about our ability to actually measure.Things like this and identify us being able to identify a new brainwave pattern is actually significant in itself, in addition to the new brainwave pattern, right?
Yeah. So, なんかこの間、あのアルツハイマーの人って、なんでこれを思い出したかって、その携帯でメールを打つって確かに全然大変なことに思えないじゃん。でも実際はすごいいろんな動作を同時にやってるっていうので思い出したんだけど、アルツハイマーの人が最初にできなくなる物事の一つでよくあるのが時計を読むっていうことなんだって。あのアナログじゃなくて、あ、デジタルじゃなくてアナログね、針の方で。物理学者のおじいちゃんかなんかが実際に自分がアルツハイマーになって時計が読めなくなった時に なんで時計が読めなくなるのかっていうのを自分で分析してみたみたいな、
うん、
そしたらなんだろう、通常の状態ってこう時計をパッて盤面を見たら一瞬で時間が分かるじゃん、別に何も考えなくても。ただよくよく考えると、まず針が2本あって、長い方が分を表してる、短いのが時間を表してるっていうのをまず覚えてなきゃいけないじゃん、
うん、
さらに長い方の針が数字を指しているときは、その数字はそのままの意味じゃないじゃん、なんていうの、うん、1だったら5、2だったら10みたいな、変換しなくちゃいけない、うん、で短い方の針だったらそのまま使える、その数字が、
うん、
っていうこと、その3レイヤーがあって、それを瞬時に判断してるわけじゃんみんなは、
はい、
だからその3レイヤーになっちゃうと、やっぱりアルツハイマーになってきちゃうと、それが瞬時には分かんなくなっちゃうっていうのを彼は発見したんだけど、right.
So how we perceive the complexity of these things is related to how good we are at actually doing them.
Yeah.
So something like tying your shoes seems really easy, but if someone's never tied their shoes in their life and you're like, invent this knot,
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or just if you try to analyze what's actually going on when you tie your shoes, how does this work?
Right.
Why is it when I pull these loops, it like fastens into this weird
thing? そうなの。だから、
And what's a granny knot?
そう、だからアルツハイマーになった時に、いつもすごい瞬時にやってたことだからこそ、なんでこんな簡単なことができなくなっちゃうんだろうと思ってイライラしたり悲しい気持ちになるわけじゃん、うん、ただあ、時計を読むって実はそんな簡単なことじゃなかったんだ、3レイヤーあることなんだって彼は自分で理解することによって、そのイライラが解消されるみたいな、
うん、
で時間はかかるけど、その3つのレイヤーを順番に考えていくと、だからすごい時間はかかるけど時計が読めるようになったみたいな、だからそう、すごい簡単に見えることを、簡単に見えるようにやってるけど、実はそうでもないことってきっといろいろあるよね。
Yeah, there's, I mean, just speaking is, it's telepathy, you know, it's a really advanced ability that we've developed, you know, for over millions of years or whatever, perhaps less than that, but, you know, to think about how complex language is and
Yeah.
And that it's all going on subconsciously. You're not sitting here like, okay, that word means this, and then this, you know, thinking about syntax and stuff. If you do that, you know, it's not fast enough. It's not working.
So, ね、
so the challenge is to get that machine running in the subconscious mind.
Yeah. So, なんか、伊集院さんのラジオに出た時に、いろんな人から、マミが日本語で相槌打ってるところがすごい、珍しいみたいなことを言われて、うん、確かにマイケルと喋りながら日本語で相槌を打つって結構難しいじゃん、
yeah.
その頭が切り替わってないから多分、
うん、
まあそもそも英語で何かを言われて日本語で返すっていうこと自体が結構難しいじゃん、
うん、
多分お互いそうだと思うけど、不思議だよね、で自分の頭でどういう風になってるのかよく分かんないけど。
Well, to do it in a way that's natural and isn't interfering with your thoughts or your expression or your messages、
yeah.
is really the challenge.
そうだね。
But somehow, you know, it can work fairly seamlessly, simultaneously,、
mm.
right? And the whole concept of、contextually based understandingis based on this getting the machine to run in the subconscious、
yeah.
because it's the subconscious that deals with context、
right.
generally.
そうだね。そうそう。面白いよね。次、イギリスが国民投票を行った結果、51.9% 対 48.1% で EU 離脱派が勝利した件について、投票率が 72.2% にとどまったことに加え、結果が僅差だったため、400万人以上が投票のやり直しを求める署名に記名しています。ロンドン、スコットランド、北アイルランドでは、大多数が EU 残留側に投票しており、さらに年齢別に見ると、18歳から24歳までは 75%、25歳から49歳までは 56% が残留を希望していました。65歳以上では離脱派が 61% を占めており、若者と高齢者の間で大きなギャップが見られます。 また投票後に EU って何？ EU を離脱するとどうなる？私たちはヨーロッパ人ですか？など基本的な質問がイギリスの Google 検索ランキングの上位に上がっており、 EU を離脱した場合に何が起きるのかをわからないまま投票した人が多くいた可能性があります。
Following the Brexit referendum vote in the UK, in which voters turned out 51.9% in favor of leaving the EU, 4 million people are citing a voter turnout of just 72.2% and requesting that there be another vote to evaluate support for a secession from the EU. On the contrary, London, Scotland, and Northern Ireland voted strongly in favor of remaining in the EU. Furthermore, younger people generally voted to stay, with 75% of people aged 18 to 24 voting to remain, and 56% of people aged 25 to 49 voting to stay. As the older generation, 65 and older, voted 61% in favor of leaving, there appears to have been a large generational gap on the issue. It should also be noted that the most searched questions on Google following the vote were, what is the EU? What happens if we withdraw from the EU, and are people in the UK European? And it appears that many people voted in favor of leaving the EU without having a good grasp of the implications.
そう、まあそれをハッシュタグ Brexit とか Regrexit とか言われてるけど、あのまさにスコットランドでさ、トランプがスピーチしてさ、あのスコットランドはEU に残りたい人が多いっていうことを多分知らなかったんだと思うけど、うん、あのいいねみたいな、 EU から出て like you guys get back your country みたいなことを言ってすごく顰蹙を受けてたよね。
Well, he sort of aligned with that sentiment in terms of his foreign policy position.
Yeah, of course. ただそれスコットランドで言わないでっていう話。 そうで、これあのこの投票結果は法的拘束力はないんだよね。だから theoretically にはこの結果を無視して EU にとどまることもできるんだよね、政府は。ただ、あのキャメロン首相が、ただキャメロン首相がその離脱派が勝ったらすぐに Article 50が発動しますとずっと約束してきちゃったから、まあこれを無視するっていうのはちょっとさすがにできないんじゃないかなと思うけど。
Well, if there was going to be a promise by a prime minister that wasn't kept, this would be a good one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think not going through with this would also be disastrous.
そうなの。で、しかも EU もこうどんどん抜けられちゃうと困るわけだから、あのこう仲良く離脱EU から EU との関係性を保った上で離脱できるかっていうのはちょっと疑問が残る。
Well, did you see that guy? What's his name? Nigel Farage or whatever? Speaking to the EU? Did you see that?
Which one?
He was extremely rude.
Ah, yeah. Like, who are you?
You guys have never done a good job in your entire lives. Like, he was just shitting on everyone.
Right.
And people were booing him and...He was basically threatening EU member countries. It's like, you know, if you don't cooperate with us on trade, it'll be worse for you than it will be for us, which obviously isn't true.
そうなんだよね。だから EU はイギリスのこの件を見せしめみたいに使うんじゃないかって言われてるから、ほら EU 抜けるとこんなことになっちゃうんだよ、みたいな風にね。だからどうなるのかなっていう、ただだから先週言った通り、私の友達とかは大体みんな、まあ、イギリス人とかイギリスに住んでる人とか大体みんな EU に残りたい派だったわけだから、あの、まあ、いかにその今後 EU から離脱してしまうことでビザも必要になるし、仕事で行き来するときにね、あと学費が、まあ、今だと同じ国っていうような扱いだから、イギリスから例えばフランスの大学に行くとか、ドイツの人がイギリスの大学に行くとか、そういう時にも学費が上乗せされる、外国人価格になるっていうことはなかったんだけども、それもなくなっちゃうし、その若者にとっては結構な打撃な上に、経済界はもう絶対に EU に残った方がいいよってずっと言ってたわけだから、経済的な 打撃とか雇用の削減とか、
yeah.
そういうことも起きうるし、まあ、すでにもう車の生産をしている会社なんかはイギリスに工場があったところはそれを移さないと全部関税がかかってきちゃうから、関税だけじゃなくて安全基準とか認証制度とかも全部近くなっちゃうから、 EU と、だからイギリスに残ってない方がいいんじゃないかとか、あとこれで今後2年間交渉が始まるからどうなるか誰にも分かんないっていう状態でイギリスに投資するっていう人は多分あんまりいないから、
そういう意味でも、 the greatest impact is probably just the unpredictability, the uncertainty. When you introduce that much uncertainty into a market, it makes it very difficult to invest because it's difficult to plan for the future. Yeah. And that impacts the market instantaneously.
そう。で、今一番、まあ、のベストシナリオとしてはノルウェー的な感じになりたいみたいな。だからノルウェーは EU の規制をな、まあ、何パーセントぐらいか鵜呑みにする代わりにEU の一員とあんまり変わんないような、だから関税なしで輸出入できるとかそういう権利をもらってるわけなんだけど、ただその UK はそれに加えその規制を決めたり修正したりする場に今までは入れたわけだから、
うん、
じゃあ残ってた方が良かったんじゃないのと私は思うけどね。
What do you think there's any possibility of a second go at this voting?
わかんない。
I mean, from a reasonable, rational standpoint, not based on, you know, bureaucratic tradition, of course you should have another vote. Why not? Why not see where people are at right now?
そう、実際にその若者がやっぱりそこまで投票に行かなかった人たちもいるし、そのまさか離脱にならないだろうと思って投票に、まあ、離脱しない派だけど投票に行かなかった人とか、まさか、だから離脱したいっていう方に入れたんだけど、それは政府への当てつけみたいなことで入れたんであって、実際に本当に離脱することになると思わなかったみたいなことを言ってる人もいて。
What do you think about this, just people not being aware and voting?
そう、だからこれぞ民主主義みたいなことなのか。だからこれも民主主義っていうことになっちゃうんだよね。だから、そのみんなが分かってない、だそれもしょうがないといえばしょうがないけどさ、もうだって別に情報が遮断されてたわけでもないし。
Have you seen these compilations of different media sources and how they've basically fear-mongered the public of the UK leading up to this vote?With exaggerated news about immigration and the problems of immigration.
ただそれ面白いのはどっち側も言っていて、その離脱派の人たちは、その残留派の人たちが EU を抜けたらこんなことになっちゃう、こんなことになっちゃうっていろいろ言ってるのを fear mongering だと思ってたみたいな。だからわざと恐怖を煽って離脱させないようにしてると思ったんだけど。実際じゃあ離脱しますってなったらこういうことが実際にパシビリティスとして出てきたみたいな、で、え、本当だったんだみたいなとかもあるし、逆にそのあの What was his name? John Oliver のショーで言ってたのはさ、それまでだから毎週 EU にこんだけのお金をイギリスは払っていますと、でそれをやめたらこのお金が全部浮くから全部医療に使えるんだよって言ってたんだけど、あの投票が終わって離脱するってなった瞬間に政治家たちがいやそれができるってわけでもないみたいなことを言い始めたりとかして、あれなんだみたいな。
Right. Well, there was just so much propaganda going into this thing. And one thing that's really interesting to me is I'm starting to think that any sort of movement like this where boundaries are strengthened,is always going to be based on fear.
So,
and I think that Trump's narrative in the United States is the exact same sort of thing. This fear-based
language. それをみんな言ってるよね。だからその離脱派とトランプが言ってるようなことはまさに本当に同じようなことで、移民が入ってきて仕事が取られてるよとか、あの、child benefit とか全部取られてるとかね。移民がいっぱい入ってきたせいで病院が混んじゃってるとか。ただその、Remain 派 からすると、その確かに移民が入ってきてることによって全部プラスではないと、マイナスの面はもちろんいっぱいあるんだけれども、全体的に見た時にはポジティブなことの方が多い、国として見た時に、っていうのをずっと言ってたんだけど、やっぱり反対派は、あの離脱派は基本的にその移民がいっぱい入ってきちゃってる、で今後トルコが例えば EU に入ってきたら、そこからもまた貧乏な人たちがうちに全部来ちゃうんだよっていう、そこを一番のポイントとして押し出してたから、やっぱりそのフォーカスポイントが一つに絞られてる方が、まあ国民の感情としてはマニピュレーしやすいよね。
The one really interesting question to me, like if I ask you, do you feel like a member of your town, or do you feel like are you a citizen of Japan,
right,
or are you a citizen of the world, you know,
and, yeah.
And if you can only pick one answer, that says a lot about the way that you view reality. And if your answer is I'm a citizen of Japan, or I'm a citizen of this, you know, the UK, or then it shows your emphasis on that, on these boundaries,
right,
these nationalistic boundaries. And that's a completely delusional and culturally derived position to have.
Right. So, まあこの年齢ですごく分かれちゃってるっていうのも、まあ一つのポイントで。
You know, this is largely about culture, because it's the people in the UK who are afraid that these immigrants are going to not only be a threat to national security, but also a threat to their culture. That if you let people in, even if they're good, even if they're not terrorists, that the ideological distance between us and them, and the cultural gap is so huge. Like, they feel like their culture is being attacked, and I think Japan feels this way to some degree as well.
Right.
This sort of xenophobic, you know, we have our culture. Our culture is important to us. And if the UK was flooded with immigrants and we become such a small minority, that cultural, the integrity of our culture is compromised.
So, まあ、カルチャーの部分だけじゃなくて、その財政っていう面でも、やっぱり他の国全部がうちに頼ってるじゃんみたいな。だからその他の人たちの赤字をうちら気にしなくてよくなるんだよみたいな、そのそれこそだからゼノフォビアに近い、その自分だけよくなりたい、なんて他の人のに足を引っ張られているっていうことを強くフォーカスしてたわけだから、離脱しようって言ってる人たちは、そうなんかそれはやっぱりトランプとかに近いし、そうまあもう一回やってみてほしいよね、ちょっと。
The problem is if you do it one more time, then you kind of set the precedent for these do-overs. And then the next
right.
time, if there's not a do-over, you know, people are going to be flipping their shit.
Right.
And so there are no good moves from this position, unfortunately.
だからまあ本当は投票率が何パーセント以下だったらもう一回やり直しとか、その差がこれぐらいしか開いてない場合はもう一回やるとか、なんかそのルールは必要だと思うけど、
right. like ping pong or something.
さすがに 48% と 51% で EU から離脱するっていうような大きなことが決まっちゃうっていうのはちょっとあまりに僅差すぎ、これなんかだって多数決問題になっちゃうじゃん、そうすると。
Do you feel like older people steal from younger generations? I think they do. I think we see it everywhere, in everything.
Yeah, that's why people are so mad. Like, all my friends are so mad. Yeah, all my friends are so mad because おじいちゃんおばあちゃんはね、もういいじゃんと。なんかこの雇用とか、
well,
あの雇用とか、そのエデュケーションっていう意味で大きな打撃を受けるのは若者なわけで、何を、だから若者の未来を潰してるじゃんっていうことで、まあ若者は離脱派のお年寄りたちにすごく怒ってるわけなんだけど、
climate change is the exact same phenomenon,
right,
exact same phenomenon.
だからお年寄りの、お年寄りというか大人の決断によって若者たちが犠牲を払わなくちゃいけないっていうね。
Yeah, and I think it's something that was a lot worse in the past.
Yeah.
and is gradually improving. I think that when we're old, our generation will be stealing from
right.
the youngest generation, hopefully less than it occurs today.
だからしかも今回のことでスコットランドがもともと UK から独立したいって言ってたわけで、あ、じゃあしかも UK が EU から出るってことになったらうちらは残りたいんだし独立しようっていう動きが高まるわけじゃん。だからユナイテッドキングダムじゃなくなっちゃうかもしれないっていう。
What are we gonna call it? Just kingdom?
Kingdom? I don't know. I don't know. あとまあロンドンも、ロンドンの人たちはもうロンドンだけ EU に残りたいみたいなさ、
right.
言ってる人もいるから。
Is it the first time that a country's name has become an oxymoron?
そうね、面白いよ、すごい皮肉だよね。
Yeah.
だからでまあその最初に言ったようにUK が抜けるってなると、じゃあうちも抜けようかなっていう人も出てくる可能性もあるしね。
Right. What's the integrity of the EU itself as an institution without the UK? Because you know there's the G4, UK, France, Germany, Italy.
Right.
And we can't even say G4 anymore. Right. And so, you know, what does the balance of power sort of become?
Yeah.
You know, the UK is in some ways, I think the U.S. actually had more influence with the U.K. in the E.U. as well.
なんかさ、フェイクかもしれないんだけど、なんか本当って信じられないけど、バイラルになったビデオでさ、彼氏が彼女のことをフィルムしてるやつ見た？なんか。
That's pretty vague.
Well, about like, this. 超バイラルになってるビデオがあって。
I saw videos.
E.U. 離脱に投票した彼女に彼が質問してるんだけど、なんかなんで EU 離脱の方に投票したのって言ったら、あのユーロ2016、なんかユーロサッカーもう見たくないからみたいな、もううんざりみたいな、
right.
で、いやヨーロッパから抜けるわけじゃないからサッカーの大会には普通に出るよみたいなこと言ってんだけど、 she was like no no we won't みたいな。でただEU から出ちゃうと一つ困るのはパリのディズニーランドに行けなくなっちゃうことかなみたいな。で、いや行けるよって言ったら、いや行けないよ、だって国境が閉ざされるもんみたいな。
But what if she's right about this
stuff? 鎖国みたいな。
What if she's right about this stuff? What if they do redraw the map and it's like, you know what? UK is not in Europe anymore. You know.
Yeah, but you can still go to Paris. You know, it's not like they're going to shut down the border.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it you clearly know, they, shows that like there are people who didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, but that's true for any issue. I don't really like it when you know, they're like, so we went and interviewed people who voted for so-and-so, and then they just show clips of people who are idiots no matter what you ask them about.
You know? だからそれぐらいその国民がまず分かってだからそれは民主主義の怖いところでもあるけどさ。
I don't think it's that to that level. I think, I don't think, you know, it, I just don't think it's to that level. I think there's a huge difference in opinion. I mean, obviously, it really came down to the whole immigration issue for a large proportion of the people that voted to leave, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, yeah.
And so...You know, yeah, they're ignorant about other aspects of the issue, but when you feel strongly enough about a certain point, you kind of don't feel like you need to investigate further, you know?
だからその移民に関して明らかにみんなの不満が高まってるとか、何かこう不安要素があるっていうのは分かってたんだけど、それをエクスプレスする場としてこれを使われちゃうと、まあこういうことになっちゃうよね。そう、まあちょっと今後どうなるのかっていう話だけど、まあこれから交渉していくのに2年間あの猶予が与えられてるから。
Don't forget that Cameron resigned too. So
yeah,
we've got there's more going on than just this. You know, that's probably as significant as leaving the EU. You know, that kind of exit. I mean, in Japan, it happens all the time. But
right.
it doesn't happen very often in the UK.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember.
で、だって次誰が首相になるのかっていう話だよね。次。
A new study by the University of Sussex has found that people who practice mindfulness meditation had a greater awareness of their unconscious brain and a greater resistance to hypnosis. The experiment monitored 57 volunteers as they lifted their finger and tracked the time between when they felt like they decided to move their finger and their finger actually moving. This was accomplished by having subjects watch a clock face where the hand took 2.4 seconds for one full revolution. Subjects then indicated where the hand was when they decided to move their finger, and a switch on the finger itself recorded the actual move time. On average, meditators felt like they made the decision 149 milliseconds prior to the finger moving, and non-meditators had a gap of only 68 milliseconds. In fact, subjects who were the most easily hypnotized experienced the sensation of deciding to move their finger 23 milliseconds after their finger actually moved.
サセックス大学の研究で、普段から瞑想している人々は脳の無意識の部分を認識しており、催眠にかかりにくいことが分かりました。実験では57人の被験者に指を動かしてもらいました。その際、一回り 2.4 秒の特殊な時計を見ながら、針が何秒を刺した時に指を動かそうと決めたかを述べてもらいました。指にはセンサーがついており、実際に指を動かした時間を記録していました。指を動かそうと被験者が思った時から実際に指が動くまでの時間を計測すると、平均的に瞑想する人は脳内で指を動かす決断をしてから実際に指が動くまでの時間が149ミリ秒で、瞑想しない人は68ミリ秒でした。中には平均して指が動いた23ミリ秒後に指を動かそうと思ったと答える人々がおり、被験者全員に催眠をかけた際、その人々が一番催眠にかかりやすい傾向にありました。だからつまり指を動かそうと脳で思った時から、動かそうと自分が思っていること に意識的に気づくまでの時間ってことだよね。
It's, yeah, basically
だからその部分が無意識の部分がに意識的にリーチできない人は、動いもうすでに動いちゃった後で動かそうって思ったと気づくってことだよね。
The key here is that the thing moving your finger is your subconscious mind,
right?
Not your conscious mind. So when you think you decided to move your finger depends on how aware of your conscious mind you
right,
are.
Right.
And the more aware of your conscious mind you are, then the greater that gap becomes between when you feel like you decided and when your finger actually moves. So there's a clock on the wall that only has one hand on it, and it's whipping around once every 2.4 seconds. It's pretty fast going around this clock. And so the person who... The subject has this button on their finger that detects when they move their finger to press this button. And so they're watching this clock very closely. And so they press the button, right? They press the button and they visually keep track of where the hand was on the clock when they decided to press the button.
Right.
So it's like, press. And then they press the button. And we're talking milliseconds here.
Yeah.
And then when the button's pressed, the button is synchronized with that clock, so they know when you actually press the button and when you think you decided to press the button.
でもさ、指動かした後にさ、実際はね、指を動かしちゃった後に動かそうと思った時間が来ちゃった人ってどういうこと？
Well, that's been an argument against free will. There have been experiments like this done in the past. That were used to argue against free
will.
Because if we have free will, then you kind of assume that your awareness of your decision has to come before your decision actually occurring, right?
Right.
Like that has to be true in order for you to have free will.
Yeah.
However, I think free will is just a lot more complicated than we think it is.
Yeah.
And our perception of our sense of free will doesn't necessarily line up exactly to, you know, whether or not we have, you know, what the causal relationship is.
Yeah.
It's just our level of awareness of it. But then if you're unaware, then how much free will do you have? So it's kind of this
だから unconscious な部分にリーチできにくい人ほど催眠にかかりやすいだよね。無意識の部分が多いから。
An easier way to think about this is your heartbeat. It's doing what it does unconscious or subconsciously. It's I forget the exact term for it, but if you start to think about your heartbeat, now you can be aware of your heartbeat, and then you can sort of control it a little bit, right?
Right.
But if you're not aware of it at all, then how are you going to have any influence over your heartbeat? Or your breathing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breathing's really weird because if you think about your breathing, it's almost like you can't think about anything else. It occupies your whole mind, at least for me. If I'm like I'm not thinking for some reason, you know? If you have that really visceral awareness of your own breathing.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't happen to me.
No? That's why they suggest, you know, that's why we have breathing techniques or pranayama or things to take your mind.
I mean, to me, it's more like I understand that once you start thinking about breathing, you can't really unthink about it. Do you know what I mean? Like once you're consciously thinking about it, then... Like, I can still think about other things, but you can kind of... It's not easy to unthink.
It's difficult to think the mobility of your thought in the fourth dimension is sort of limited in terms of time.
Right.
So if you're thinking about the future, it's kind of hard to think about the future and be present at the same time.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about your breathing is only present. You can't think about your breathing in the future. That doesn't make sense. So when you're focused on your breathing, it kind of gets you to be in the present.
Right.
Just because of the mutual exclusivity of those two things.
これ自分でもやってみたいんだけど、どれくらいかかるか自分が。That'll be fun.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can actually measure your awareness of your unconscious mind.
Yeah.
Which is also...
Strange.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. 確かに。
次。According to a new study by psychologists Sam Maglio and Evan Pullman, humans experience probabilities as a sort of psychological distance. In other words, if an event is deemed to be more probable, it is perceived as being nearer and more important. Additionally, if a probability is being revised, it is perceived as having a sort of momentum in the direction of revision. In the study, 76 students were told individually that scientists had initially estimated that there was a 20, 30, or 40% chance that climate change would drive barn swallows to extinction by 2050. The students were then told that the estimate had been revised to 30%. Despite the fact that all the students were told that the current estimate was 30%, students who were told that the initial estimate was 20% felt that the extinction was 11% sooner than students who were told that there was no change, and 36% sooner than students who were told that the estimate was revised downward from 40%.
心理学者サム・マグリオとエヴァン・ポールマンの研究で、人は確率を距離として感じていることが分かりました。つまり確率が高い出来事はより早く起きそうに感じるということです。研究では76人の被験者を3つのグループに分け、地球温暖化が原因でツバメが2050年までに絶滅する確率をそれぞれ 20%、30%、40% と告げました。その後 20% と告げたグループと 40% と告げたグループに、新しい情報では確率が 30% になったと告げました。 20% と最初に言われたグループは、最初から 30% と言われていたグループに比べ絶滅が 11% 早く起きそうに感じると答え、 40% と言われていたグループと比べると 36% 早く起きそうと感じていました。Okay.
Mm-hmm.
早く起きそうに感じる。
So this is about our perception regarding probability, and this weird sense of almost like a momentum. There's like a story told by probability. it was 20% and now it's 30%. It's going up, and there's this sense of trajectory. We kind of extrapolate out like, oh, it'll be 40% soon, right?
でも確かにだから地球が滅びるあと1年で滅びる確率が 10% ですって言われるのと地球があと1年で滅びる確率は 95% って言われるのではなんか遠さが違うよね確かに、
right.
なんか 95% って言われるともうなんか明日にでもなんかなりそうみたいなさ、
yeah. But if it happens, it happens. And the probability was completely irrelevant.
Right. そう確かにね、
right.
そっかなんでだろうね。
Well, I think it's somewhat logical. I think that there's in the market of information, there's kind of a sense of elasticity. So when something is revised, I think they tend to be conservative about it. So we kind of, I think maybe we factor that in a little bit, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Like
when you revise something, it's not as much of a shot in the dark as the original estimate was, right?
Right. だからもうちょっと、だからこっちの方がより legit な数字って思っちゃうってこと?
Like we assume that the 20% initial estimate had some sort of staying power on the new estimate. Right?
Right.
Whereas if the researchers threw away the 20% original estimate completely and started the research over from scratch, maybe it would have been much higher. But because they were originally at 20% and now, you know, they're working off of the same original material, then that kind of obviously a lot of the original...characteristics of whatever that was are going to remain in the new estimate.
Right.
And so what's happening is we kind of, instead of just discarding the old estimate and considering only the new estimate, we take the new information and we factor in the old information as well.
Yeah.
Right. And but that's not a that's from a mathematical or scientific standpoint, that's not a rational thing to do.You should throw away the old information. We know it's wrong, right?
Right. まあでも上がったと思うもんね。
Yeah.
Like that's scarier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? How do you think you would... Do you think this would work on you? Or like you would...
I guess. Well, I mean, wouldn't it work for anyone? Like, is there anyone who will be unaffected by this? Like, oh, okay, like, whatever. Like,
well, an awareness of this effect, I think, would actually change your susceptibility to it to some
Probably,
degree.
Probably, yeah. 確かにね。確かに。
Yeah. I don't know. 次。According to a study by researchers from Mitchell...by researchers Mitchell Culver and Amani El Alayli, A-L-A-Y-L-I, published in the journal Psychology of Music, people who are more open to fantasy or receptivity to the inner world of imagination are significantly more likely to experience a phenomenon called Frisson.The study involved 113 college students who submitted personality tests and then listened to 5 pieces of music likely to cause Frisson. The subjects also had their skin monitored by electrical sensors that measured physiological arousal. Frisson is a pleasurable tingling sensation felt beginning at the back of the neck and running down along the spine, or alternatively, in some people, from the top of their head down into their arms.The phenomenon is experienced by roughly 2/3 of the population and is typically triggered by emotionally moving music, movie scenes, artwork, or physical contact with another person.
学会誌 Psychology of Music に掲載された研究で、ファンタジーや想像の世界が好きな人ほど Frisson という現象が起きやすいことが分かりました。 Frisson とは首の後ろから背骨を伝って感じる快感のことで、人によっては頭のてっぺんから腕に伝って感じる人もいます。3分の2の人々がフリスンを感じた経験があると言われており、音楽、映画、芸術作品で感動したり、他の人に触れられたりして感じます。実験では113人の大学生に性格テストを受けさせ、フリスンを起こしそうな曲を5つ聴いてもらいました。その間、生理学的興奮度を測るため皮膚にセンサーを取り付けモニターしました。フリスンを起こしそうな曲5つってどういうやつ、Like, what did they actually use for this experiment? Do you know?
I don't know what the songs that they specifically used were. But I mean, I would assume they'd pick something that's generally applicable. Maybe like classical music or...
Oh.
Or, I don't know. Because otherwise, people are, you know, so balkanized in what genres they like, right? But, I mean, do you experience this? Feeling? Do you know what they're talking about?
I guess so. なんかゾワッとするやつ?
It's pretty much exactly as they describe. It like goes down your spine and it's like this weird feeling. I guess it's pleasurable.
Yeah. ゾワッとなるときはある。なんかちょっと感動したりとか、なんか盛り上がった気分になっ、ドラマとか見てて盛り上がった気分になったりとか、めったにないけど。
Do you have the tingling
thing? Tingling はちょっとわかんないね。
Like, almost like goosebumps.
Yeah. だからゾワってことだよね。
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would characterize.
それはね、最近あった。まさに。
Oh, really?
うん。なんかOrange is the New Black の新しいシーズン見てて、最後の、yeah, it's really rare for me, you know,、
right.
but it's, this season was super emotional and it was about like racism and like sexuality, so many like social issues, including、mm-hmm. like rape and all kinds of stuff, and rights for inmates and stuff like that. で、なんか最後に、わーっていうシーンがあって、そこでなんかちょっとゾワッとなった。
I had it really intense a couple weeks ago. Frisson. Really intense frisson all down my spine when I was in Vietnam. And I was watching the sunset on the beach. And the sun went down. And I looked up. And I noticed that the moon was like half. It was a half moon.
Okay.
And I could see... Jupiter and Mars on like either side of the moon, and they were all in a row. I think it was Jupiter and Mars.
Okay.
My astronomy is not that high level.
Yeah.
I just looked. I'm like, I think that's Mars.
Your voice. but, I think that's Mars.
So I'm standing on this beach, and I see the horizon around me. I'm on the edge of this. This island, not island, but beach.
Yeah.
And I realized that the reason why it's a half moon is because the sun is right there going down on the horizon and just lighting up half of it. And then I realized that the sun and Jupiter and the moon and Mars are all in a line because I'm standing near the equator of Earth and looking out into the solar system.
Mm.
And then my brain like snapped into this thing where it's like I could see like I'm standing on a planet. There's nothing in between me and Jupiter right now at all, you know? And I'm just like seeing this cosmic event. You know, the sun going down is an absolute cosmic event.
Yeah.
If you're outside of Tokyo and you can actually see the stars and stuff. And that, you know, it's weird because it's like, it's something that I know. It's something that's obvious.
Right.
But when you experience it and it's like oh my God, like, this is really happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't an eclipse or anything. It was just a regular fucking sunset.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, like, I'm actually standing on the side of this planet.
Right.
And I'm looking up and I'm seeing the solar system with my eyes. And I just had the most ridiculous, like, frisson feeling. I thought I was going to cry, honestly. It was, and it's like, it's such a basic, like, everyday event.
Yeah.
You know?
It's,
and it's right there.
It's interesting because you don't like fantasy.
No, I don't.
So, この研究と全然アラインしてないんですけど。
I don't know if that's completely true. I like science fiction, which is a form of fantasy.
I guess so.
But I don't like being in someone else's head too much.
Mm.
I think fantasy can be dangerous. It's a weird thing to say. But I know people that are kind of off their rocker, kind of. Like one of my really close friends is basically schizophrenic.
Yeah.
And he obsesses over fantasy and work, and he's so in these people's minds that it's like he's drifted off.
Yeah,
he like has no,
well, that's like
rope
an extreme,
back to reality. No, but
that's
I feel
example,
I
though,
kind
right?
of feel that when I go into fantasy, it's like I snap out of it. I'm like, holy shit, like none of this is real, and I'm just like I'm feeling emotions, and it's kind of a,
like, you get into it too much.
I'm really aware of the effect that it's having on me, and it's kind of weird. I prefer science fiction because it's about the future, because it's possible.
So it's not like you don't like fantasy. It's more like you find yourself rooting for Harry Potter too much. Like,
no,
is that what you're telling
no,
me?
No, it's, I just don't like being in someone else's head too much. I don't like reality to be subverted to that extent for whatever reason.
But in that sense, isn't sci-fi scarier because it's kind of overlapping with the actual world, whereas, you know, with Harry Potter or, I don't know, Game of Thrones, it's completely off.
But science fiction is just a kind of disguised commentary on the present in terms of its implications for the future, right?
Well, depending on,
whereas fantasy is just so loose. It's so loose. Like, where is this stuff coming from? Like, you're crazy. You know, like, I like fantasy. I respect fantasy. I really enjoyed Lord of the Rings, for example, but I try not to mess with it too much. I don't feel like it has as much utility for my life either.
I think it depends. I mean, Lord of the Rings, I mean, yeah, there's a message, right? It's like power comes with responsibility or something. I don't really know, but
it's about the message.
No, I mean, utility, you know, utility wise.
It's how we can show each other the insides of our heads.
Right.
Right.
I guess. Or just pure entertainment.
You know, there's an expression that there's only five stories.
Right.
And it's this idea that all the stories are sort of the same, and mm-hmm. everything follows the character of a novel, because for whatever reason in our universe, these are the dynamics mm-hmm. of relationships between entities, between forces, between, you know, the whole yin and yang thing is so cliche. You see this duality play out, whether
right.
it's, in, you know, politics or,
right,
or
right.
I don't know, all everywhere, all kinds of things, you know, gender, anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's like this fantasy is this, there's modules. You take the story and there's different modules that you can plug in
right.
to the story. And they all sort of just show people, like, my brain went here. Like, this was in my head. And when you see artwork and you don't understand it, it's because you don't understand what they were feeling. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think people... I never really looked at artwork that way. I would look at some weird abstract art and I'm like, you just fucking smeared some fucking... like, you know what I mean? It challenges empathy in some way.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, with modern art, like, I like Magritte because his paintings show, like, the inside of his head, literally. You know, like...
Literally?
Not literally, figuratively. No, but I mean, like...
Or is it literally? In some weird way.
It is. I mean, in a way, because you can see, like, you can see what he was going through by looking at his art, you know? And what was going on at the time in the world, like war or, you know, whatever, his financial situation, whatnot. And that's why I love modern art, because it is going inside someone else's head, you know? Isn't it fun? I don't know. I've never felt like it's dangerous.
Right. Well, I mean, it depends what you do with it. But it's interesting to think that certain things cause or are more effective at causing frisson than other things. You know, could you almost evaluate the effectiveness of art in this way, right? Or can we engineer art more intentionally to cause, to create this frisson feeling in people?
どうだろうね。でもなんか...
I think EDM does that a lot.
Right.
If you listen to EDM, it's all about achieving this weird moment in the song,
yeah,
this climax,
like
this
drop,
this frisson that they're just chasing,
yeah,
so aggressively.
Art だとどうだろうね。なんか人にもよるもんね。どれぐらい共感できるかとかさ。You know what I mean? Like, なんかニキド・サンファルの展示会見に行った時に一つの絵を見て、I was like, oh my god, like, is this about me? みたいな。Like, I think she was thinking about something that I am currently thinking about, or maybe maybe she was actually thinking about something else, but it looks like what I'm thinking about right now.
Right.
So I was like, wow. And I had to buy the postcard and now it's on my fridge, you know? So it's not really like a definitive thing, right? Like, oh, this, that doesn't mean that this art will shock you as well. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, art, I think it's completely embedded within evolution. It's embedded within some weird dynamic that all things have, which is to produce change. So art generally, if it's mainstream art, impacts a large number of people less significantly, or if it's not mainstream art, it generally impacts a small amount of people more significantly.
Right.
This is why we have, you know, categories like cult followings, and like mainstream music, those people don't love it as much,
right,
as the guys that listen to hip hop from the 90s and,
yeah,
and go all in, right? It's like, how much change does this idea produce? How much of a catalyst is this idea in society? Either a large number of people to a lesser degree,
yeah,
or a smaller number of people to a larger degree.
Right.
But it all works out in favor of whichever produces the greatest net change in,
right,
the culture.
Right, right. So you still think that you can manipulate?
It's part of novelty. And I think art is going to become more and more important over time, because art is the only way that we can, that mankind will find out what it really is. And in the world, you kind of have two things, like power and you have art. We have the ability, like technical ability, to do things.
Right.
And then we have, how do we direct our power?
Yeah, I really want to talk about art, because, you know, 番組で言ったか分かんないけどさ、ろくでなし子さんの話を前にしたじゃん。 で、ろくでなし子さんの裁判があって、その証人として、あの、私が前にアートヒストリーの授業を取ってた教授が出廷してたのね。
うん、
so, なんか彼に取材しに行って、その記事が多分来月の初めぐらいに出ると思うんだけど、うん、その彼が林道夫先生っていうんだけど、その教授がそのアートにどんどん日本ではね、うん、どんどん政治が介入してきてるっていう話をすごく今していて、シンポジウムとかも開いてるんだけど、あの、だからこう裸とか裸の写真だったりっていうのを、
うん、
まあ、きちんとゾーニングして、子どもとかには簡単にもちろん見れないようにしていたとしても、政府が介入してきて、これは取り下げなさいって言ってきたりとか、
うん、
まあ、あと彼が例として言ってたのは、そのイギリスだとイギリスの女王を描いたアートってたくさんあるんだけど、日本でじゃあ天皇の絵を描いたものって見たことがあるかと。で、別に違法ではないんだよね。ただみんなが自主規制して誰もやらない、うん、で、それっていうのはやっぱり美術館が、まあ、そういうものは絶対に飾らないように自主規制しちゃってるわけであって、なんでそういうことが起きるかっていうと、美術館の館長とかって、あのキュレーターが、あの、昇格してなってるんじゃなくて、日本はね、なんか政府のリタイアした人とかが上から降りてきてるんだって、
うん、
だから政治とその美術館の館長とかがつながってるようなことが多い、うん、だからっていうことは、だから例えば政府を批判しようとしたりとか、
right.
あの、まあ、そういう過激なものとかも、well, 過激とされるようなものを展示しようとしたときに自由がないっていうことになっちゃうっていう。
Well, yeah, this is something that we have to be, you know, very aware of is cultural engineering, both by corporations、right. and by other interest groups like the government.
そうなの。で、その傾向が年々強まっているっていうふうに、まあ、美術界ではたくさんの人が感じているらしくて、それはすごく問題視していると言ってた。
Mm.
Like, that's very strange, right? It's like, why does the government care if
well,
there are pictures of naked men inside the zoning area
well, they
of
didn't,
a museum?
You know, you、
It's、
can't
like,
3D print a vagina or whatever. Like, there's weird、cultural...controls like that、
yeah.
all the time
yeah,
where,
so, so.
where culture should I think、if it has to do with the direction that, that we're going to go needs to be sincere and needs to be real and that we need to you know kind of discard this notion of、the state-sponsored media and the public opinion and sort of these things that disempower the individual.
Right.
And be more、aware of the cultural engineering that, that we can actually do as individual people.
Yeah. So, それが年々強まってるって言ってたから、彼は。それは結構。
Hmm.
I was concerned to hear it. I was like, what? That's really、
right.
weird. So, yeah, that's an interesting topic.
Well, I think there's sort of a defense mechanism built into any entity like that. And they can be intimidated by cultural movements and they can be intimidated by
yeah, and, yeah,
how
but the,
people feel.
Yeah, but the problem is that this whole system, like where the 館長 is, you know, employed from とか
Mm-hmm.
This whole system is enabling that,
yeah.
that action out of fear.、
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's obviously a problem. But not many people are talking about it. Or not、
yeah.
many people are aware of it, I guess. People outside of the art field. So, まあ、ろくでなし子さんの件とかはね、結構大きなニュースにもなったけど。
うん、
でもあれも一部有罪になっちゃって今控訴してるところだから、
うん、
いやあれもこのままだと罰金になっちゃうからさ Which is crazy Because there's no victim It's、
yeah.
like hello
It's very difficult to understand exactly what culture is And how much control it has over us And how much of our reality is actually constructed from some weird cultural、
yeah.
assumptions
まあ、でもだからこそやっぱりその自分の国から出てみるとかね
Well, that's a very good way to decondition culture is by going somewhere else and realizing, oh, there's a different way to do everything.
だからその小学校とかにいるときに自分の小学校の校則とかが世界のすべてのように感じるのと一緒で、それをちょっと広げて日本とか、まあ、東京とか日本とか、それがすべてと思っちゃうけど、実はそうじゃないっていう。
But you know, if you believe, this is going back to the other thing, but if you believe like I'm a citizen of the world, if you believe that, if you can internalize that,That opens up a lot of things for you. A lot of things seem more reasonable to you.
Yeah.
You know, and you aren't so tied up. You're not as afraid because, you know, there's just like weird mental blocks like that.
Yeah. そうだね。Weird stuff. お話終わりですか?
Yep. Oh.Actually, I saw there's an update on the jungle situation in the United States.
Jungle.
And they did a new survey and found that 84% of women in the United States are grooming, with 62% having all their hair removed down there.
Wait, okay. Of all the people who are grooming, ってこと?
No, 60%
people.
Out of everyone is zero.
Eh?
Zero hair.
62% of everyone?
Well, of all women in the United States.
Really?
That's 62% have nothing.
マジか。パイパンってやつでしょ?つまり、毛が全くないってこと。
Yeah, but however, for universities, it's 95%.
Wow.
Yeah.
95% が毛がないの?全員。
That's what I saw.
アメリカ?
Yeah, well, 95% are grooming. Not necessarily all of them are
completely bare. 95% の大学生がお手入れをしてる。で、84% の全体の女性がお手入れしてて、全体の女性の 62% が毛がない。
そうです。
62% は結構すごいね、思ったより。
Yeah, it's higher than Brexit.
へえ、そうだね。Brexit より確かに半分以上だもんね。だって。
Yeah.
だから女の子ナンパしたら半分以上の確率でその子は毛がないってことでしょ。
Yeah, I don't know what any of the listeners should do with this information. I just came across.
そうだね。役に立つかはちょっとわかんないけど、でもこれもさ、なんていうの、日本だとほらさ。パイパンだったらなんか風俗嬢かと思われちゃうとか、なんかあるじゃん、そういう文化的なものが。
Well,
それもさ、
they did find that people who had removed all of their hair, tended to have more sexual partners or more sexual experiences.
Okay.
Yeah.
でも風俗嬢かとは思われないじゃん。
Well, that's.
なんかそういうさ、文化的なことでなんかこう思われちゃうからこうできないと思い込んでることでも。他のちょっと外に出れば全然平気だったりするわけだからね。
And those statistics never, it's not like if you remove your hair, all of a sudden you're going to fulfill that statistic as an individual. Like that's not going to happen. It doesn't really work that way. So
62%、 まあ80、日本はどうなんだろうね。こう温泉とか行くとさ、何もしてなさそうな人がやっぱ、だからジャングルがいっぱいいるけどさ、私の友達とかで多分仲いい子でね、
right.
何にもしてないっていう子は多分いないと思うんだよね。だいたいみんなもうかなりちっちゃいパッチみたいな。
細かく見てんの？
の見てないけど、なんか喋ったりするじゃん。
Oh.
なんか私レーザーしてるとかさ、私はなんかブラジリアンワックスしてるとかさ。
Where did those conversations go?
I don't know.
割引券とか。
あ、なんかどこでやったみたいなさ、紹介してとかももちろんあるし、で紹介してって言われた時に、あ、ワックスどこでやってるとか言われたらさ、いや私レーザーだからもう終わってるんだよねみたいな。
If you do the laser thing, is it done? Are they? It's a desert.
私は永久脱毛したから全部じゃないよ。でもこのビキニラインってあるじゃん。ビキニラインとその後ろにアイラインだっけ。だからその穴からお尻にかけてこう V の後に愛があるじゃん。
How many people are 想像してる今？
そうでも想像しないと分かんないよねでも、
うん、
そうだからそこはもう全部生えてこないけど、うん、この前から見た時にちょっとしたパッチは残ってるよ。なんかさ全部を剃ってると子供みたいで嫌だっていう人もいるじゃん。
But that's such a weird like technicality like what's the difference at this point thing right?
いやでも結構違うよやっぱ。
Hang up though.
いやでも結構違うよやっぱ。そこに全くないでつるっとしてるのとちょっと生えてるの。
そのパッチ is just like 子供じゃないよって。
そうそうそう子供じゃないよっていうのとあとこう前から見た時に全部が丸出しではないじゃん。温泉とか行った時にさなんかこうつるっとしてるともう全部が丸見えみたいな。それはちょっとなんか嫌かな。あのあっちからしてもね嫌かなと思って。あとなんかさ全部永久脱毛しちゃうともう取り返しがつかないじゃん。だからパッチ残しとけば全部剃りたければ剃る時もあってもいいし、こうバリエーションがさできるじゃん。
So you're keeping your options sort of open.
そうそうそうそうそう。そうそう選択肢を増やしとくためにね。そうそう。いやなんかいろいろ考えたんだよ。その全部やっちゃった方がいいかやらない方がいいかってさ、まあ、18か19ぐらいの時考えてさ、でもなんかわかんないけど子供ができた時とかになんか困ることがあるかなとかさ、I don't know、 なんかちょっと残しておいた方がいいのかなと思って。
It's weird that natural just kind of gets tossed out.
やっぱりなんか
But it's like if you I don't know. If
いやでもね毛が
we deal with all of our other hair.
でもねそう毛があることのメリットもあるらしいんだよね。やっぱりその菌とかさ入ってくるのを防ぐとか元々の役割があるわけだから。
Hmm.
だからなかったらいいっていうことでもない。
But we have showers and stuff now.
そう今はね、right. そうだからまあ役割があるから残しておきたい人は残せばいいと思うけど、やっぱなんかこうさ生理の時とか、まあ、その他もろもろさ毛がない方がちょっと清潔な感じがして私はね、
hmm.
うん、ガッといっちゃった。うんそう今ちょっとやろうかなと思ってる人がいたらそれを参考にしてほしいけどさ、
yeah.
95% かでも逆にだからアメリカでずっと大学生ぐらいの子だとしたら 5% しか何もしてない。その 5% は誰なんだろうね、うん、すごい真面目な、うん、もうセックスのこととか考えてないからもう自然のままいますっていう子もいるだろうし、う
ん、日本の留学生
あ日本
わかんない
あえて伸ばしてる子もいるのかなやっぱ。
いや、I don't know.
なんかそっちの方がエロいみたいなさ逆に珍しいから。
Right, I did hear it was supposed to be coming back、
うん、
But
でも statistically it's not right or at least it doesn't seem like it is.
Yeah、
うん、まあ男の人もねアメリカは結構剃ったりしてるもんね。
Yeah, I think it's about half of I think in the survey around 50%, maybe a little bit over 50% of men are doing some amount of grooming. But I think the number of men that are shaving everything off is quite low.
あ、そうなんだ。
I think so.
あ、そう。
Because it's really complicated.It's like、
そうなのわかる。私一人いたの今まで、まあ、セックスしたことある人で全部剃ってる人、hmm. で確かになんかつるっとしてて綺麗っぽいっていうかさなんていうのわかる。
子供っぽくないの。
子供っぽくない。清潔な感じがしたけどでもさ絶対大変じゃん。まずなんか怖いじゃんそこにカミソリ当てること自体が。
Yeah, you'd have to be into that process itself I feel like、
うん、しかも生えてきた時にさなんかチクチクしそうだしなんかいろいろ不便そうとは思ったけどね。
Yeah, it's I don't even know if it's possible for me to do it.
Hmm. What do you mean?
I don't know if I have the technical、
Patience?
ability、
oh.
with a razor to pull that off without、
yeah.
ending up in the hospital.
Yeah, 結構怖そうだよね男性は。
Yeah, I don't and like I don't know likeIt's just, do you care that much?
I personally don't. I don't. But
for the guy to care that much,、
mm.
you know, to go, it's like using a lawnmower to take the leaves off a tree or something.
Yeah.
It's like, It's impossible.
Yeah.
Or it seems impossible to me. I've never seen it done, so I don't know how it works. I'm not trying to watch tutorial videos either. So.
Yeah. No, I've never seen anyone do it.
Yeah.
I've only seen the after thing, but... でもなんかスースーするというか、こう蒸れないっていうことは言ってたね、彼は。
Hmm.
まあそれはそうかなと思うけど。なんでこんな、そんな急にそのスタティスティック出してきたんだよ。
I don't know. We have, I don't know, just jungle update.
Jungle update. 3年ぶりの3年ぶりの jungle update でした。
Yep,
yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Ex Machina.
Oh, right.
散々マイケルに見ろと言われた映画。
Finally.
結構さ、有名な人っていうか、あの、すごいインディペンデント映画的な感じかと思ったら全然あれだね、ハリウッドの見たことある人たちが出てる。
Oh, really?
うん、出てたね。
I didn't recognize anyone.
Really? I recognized the main two guys and then the robot girl.
The Japanese robot girl is super fine.
She's so cute. あのね、実は彼女の友達と私友達なのね。で、もうだから大学生ぐらいの時からこの日本人の彼女、ハーフかな、コータか分かんないんだけど、彼女がよくあのそのマイスペースとかさの時代をね、とかフェイスブックとかに自分の友達と一緒に写ってる写真を散々見てて、like なんか I had like a secret crush on her、 なんかめっちゃこの子可愛い、しかもなんかバレエダンサーか何かなんだよね彼女は。でずっとさチェックしてたんだけど、なんとその子が出てるよね。めっちゃ可愛いよね。
Yeah, especially in that movie. I think being a robot helps for some reason.
What do you mean? That's a weird thing to say.
I don't know. Like, it was just like, it's just more interesting for some reason. I'm not saying generally, like, I regularly think like, oh, I
want to date a robot or something. Being robots.
But there was something weird about it because that, well, I don't want to spoil the movie.
そうだね、確かに。まあ、すごい面白い映画だよね。あの、まあ、こんな風に将来なるのかなっていう感じの。
Yeah. Well, someone will do it because we already have that idea in our imagination.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of the technology getting up to that point. And I'm sure
そう、ね、
で that will be created. 結構
そのお金持ちの方の彼に私は、mm-hmm. まあ共感じゃないけど、まあ、彼が言ってることも分かるし、あのメインの主人公が思ってることも分かるし、
mm-hmm.
と思ったけどね。でも I don't know. I was a bit annoyed by him.
What the
main character?No, the main character.
Oh, right. Yeah, it was one of those movies where the main character is flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I like those. I like
yeah, it was
anything、
fun.
That's kind of different. I generally enjoy.
でも最近やっぱりちょっ、まあ私がちっちゃい時に比べるとそういうのが多くなってきた気がしない？ドラマも映画もその主人公に共感できない、とか主人公がうざいとかね、あの主人公がちょっとおかしいみたいなのが増えてきてる気がする。なんかこう主役っていうともうなんかすごい美形で完璧でとかではないのが増えてきてる気がする。
Yeah, well, yeah, we have to make something other than Disney movies. You know, you can do anything. You could do anything. It drives me crazy how many movies follow the same fucking formula.
Yeah,
just one after another after another after Hollywood. It's like you could.Do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
この映画はすごく面白かった。
Yeah.
Oh well. なんか、yeah. なんかあの時間を無駄にした感じがしない映画だよね。You know, because there are so many movies where you're like, oh my god, like I totally wasted my time.
Yeah, I felt like that so strongly at one point. I just stopped watching movies for like.A while. It's like, what happens if I just don't watch movies for a while? What happens?
Like movies in general?
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, you'll be fine, I guess.
No, like, I think that about TV shows too. Like, I stopped watching all TV shows altogether.
だからこのフリスンもそうだけど、昔の方がなんかわあこの映画いいって簡単に思えてた気がする。
Right.
だから笑うとかも簡単に笑っちゃうなんでも。でも最近なんかコメディとかも全然なんか、
well, our standards are getting pushed little by little.
そうなんだよね。慣れてきちゃって。
Something like Inception comes out and it gets pushed a little bit.
そうなんだよね。
Right? And so it's like someone hands you the iPhone 4S. It's like, get the fuck out of here with this.
Yeah.
You know?
この間ね、でもあの、Key and Peele っているじゃん。
うん、
の、 あの、キアヌっていう映画をめっちゃスケプティカルな感じで見始めたらすごい笑っちゃった。
は
い。面白かった。
It's good?
Yeah, なんか it's about these two black guys who are like really nice, decent, and then something happens and suddenly they have to act like gangsters. But they're not used to it, so they're terrible.
Right.
And that was really funny to me. Like, すごい面白かった。
What a niche narrative.
そうなの。すごいなんか変な状況じゃん。
うん。
それはすごい面白かった。いや久しぶりになんかちゃんと声を出して笑った、
mm.
しかも猫が猫ちゃんが出てくる
That's nice. How are your、yeah. cats doing?
They're good. They're good. They're getting heavy. They're not fat, but they're、huh. heavy.
Fatter? Or...
No, they're just bigger.
Aren't they supposed to be getting lighter? Like shedding all their hair and stuff right now?
Yeah, they look lighter.
Oh, they look lighter,
summer,
but
they're heavy.Like,
are you getting weaker?
No, I hope not.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Maybe you are.
I hope not. That sucks. In like a year or two? No. No, they're just like sturdier, I guess. なんか骨が重いのかな。結構ずっしりしてきた。Yeah, but they're so cute.
Did you see that dinosaur era bird wing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. すごいよね、
preserved?
あれ。
Yeah.
完全に保存されていましたみたいな。
Yeah, and it looks... I mean, it doesn't look fresh. I wouldn't eat it. But it's well preserved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can see the feathers and...
The... ね、一本一本がさ、綺麗に残ってるよね。
Yeah. Too bad it's not like a piece of actual dinosaur or something.
Right.
But there's not going to be any... usable DNA in this thing, right?
I don't know. We're gonna have to ask Kyoryu-kun.
Well, I think we did, and I think he said that...
Ah, そうだそうだ Yeah, 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 確かに
degrades at too fast a rate
そうだそうだ
for us
to use the DNA,
yeah.
Hence Jurassic Park will not happen.
But it seems like if you have one animal, like, maybe not all of the DNA is degraded everywhere, and you could, like, sample little bits, and some computer algorithm could, like, put it together.
I don't know.
That's totally out of my ass, but...
どうしてもジュラシックパーク作りたい。
Yeah.
All right. 終わりです。
Yep.
文字起こしのテキスト、Apple っていうか iPhone と Mac と Android でアプリを通してダウンロードできますので、ぜひ試してみてください。月額240円で全部読み放題、激安やっていますので、ぜひ。あと、Amazon で、ファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー売っています、
うん、
もうちょっとで Amazon からは引いて自分たちのサイトに移すので Amazon で買いたいという人は今お願いします、あと何かあったっけあ、LINE のスタンプねマイケルが作った、うんバイリンガルニューススタンプ売っていますのでそれもお願いします
あと Facebook
Twitter、Instagram もフォローお願いします。写真とかなんか記事とかいろいろ上げていますので。
We hit 1,000 reviews on iTunes. I noticed. We have 1,000.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Reviews or maybe it's ratings. I'm not sure.
Ratings かな。Oh, nice.
Maybe.
Thank you. ありがとうございます。そう、スポンサーつけないでやっておりますので。ぜひサポートをよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。